Blog Talk Radio.
Praise, and the tune is a hit the door.
Good morning, saints and friends, and we want to welcome you to another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and today we're going to be talking from the topic, getting rid of the old man. I'm not talking about getting rid of your husband. I'm not talking about your boyfriend. I'm not talking about somebody that lives next door. But we're going to be talking about the old man before Christ. Amen. And so we want you to get your pencil, get your paper out today. We're going to get into the study of the Word. Make sure you get your coffee and your donuts or whatever it is that you use whenever you get ready to study with us. Go ahead and get that together, and then we will begin here in just a moment to go into the Word and see what God has for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Before we get started, I want to make a couple of announcements this morning. For any of you that are listening this morning and that are first-time listeners, we appreciate you so much, and we want you to become a monthly supporter of the Serious Bible Study. Amen. What we do for Christ is based on the involvement of all of those across the country that are sowing into this ministry and blessing God with the ability to, that gives us the ability to go out and to demonstrate the power of God in the meetings that we have and being able to minister to those who are in need. Glory to God. So we need your help in order to continue to do the work that God has called us to do. If that's you this morning and you want to sow a seed of support, we simply ask that you go to our website at kogwoc.org, kogwoc.org, and press the donate button and allow God to use you to sow a seed of support. All of your information is secured through PayPal, and so we encourage you to sow a seed. If you don't want to use a credit card, then press the contact button. And as you press the contact button, it will give you the address to send a check or money order. As much as we do love cash, please do not send cash in the mail, but send a check or money order to the address listed on our website. Amen. And so we promise that if you'll sow a seed every month, many across the country are doing so. We are actually a covering entity for churches and ministries, and some people send their tithe and their offerings to this ministry, and we are thoroughly appreciative of all the gifts that you send. And we want you to experience the blessing of tapping in and sowing into this unusually prophetic ministry. I'm certain that God will bless you, and you will see that this is good ground to sow into, and that you would be rewarded by God for being a support to the ministry that God has given us. So we thank God for in advance for those of you that will hear the voice of the Lord and sow a seed of support. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God for all of you that are lining up this morning. They're lining up all across the country. Amen. I see people are joining us by way of internet. God bless you. Hallelujah. Then we have our faithful friends on the phone lines that are getting in, getting up. Amen. And getting ready to hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for my faithful friends that show up every Sunday morning on the phone lines. I tell you what, without you all, boy, there would be no me. Amen. I think that was a word, that was a song back in the 70s. Some of y'all don't know about that. Anyway, we got to keep it holy this morning. You got to keep it on track. Glory to God. But there's no me without you. Amen. So we just thank God for those that have joined us this morning. Also, just want to make the announcement, we're getting close to securing all of the things that are necessary for us to have Prophetic Impact Conference. Amen. I want you to write that down on your calendar, Prophetic Impact Conference, coming to Oklahoma City, June the 22nd, 23rd, and the 24th, 2017. We have the dates set. We have almost secured our speakers for that time. I'll be releasing that information shortly. And if the Lord allows us to do what we want to do, this will be a conference for the ages. I'm declaring that all of our partners across the country will come and be a part of the Prophetic Impact Conference, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And so we want you to get ready to get on the bus, Gus. You don't need to be corduroy. Make a little plan, stand, and get ready to come to Oklahoma City in June. Amen. You don't have to worry. Tornado season will be over by then, and you'll see that the Lord is going to do some marvelous things. Boy, if we can secure all that we're trying to establish, I tell you what. This conference is going to be one that everyone will be talking about for months and months to come. Amen. So get your bags packed and get ready to come to Oklahoma City Prophetic Impact. And I'll be sharing more in the coming weeks, as everything gets secured. And then we will be ready to take off and see what the Lord is going to do here in Oklahoma City. I tell you what, I'm excited already, and we're quickly approaching the time where everything will be secure, and we'll be able to give you the full gamut, the full understanding of what's going to happen on June the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Prophetic Impact Conference. And I'm believing God that all of our partners will be here in the mix. Amen. So we're getting excited about that. So continue to follow us on Facebook. If you are not on Facebook and you don't follow us on Facebook, simply type in my name, Keith Douglas, on Facebook. Send me a friend request so we can get you locked in to the things that God is doing in the earth, and we share a lot of that information by way of Facebook, social media. So make sure that you are in tune and online with us on Facebook. Amen. All right, well, we're getting ready to get into the Word this morning. I believe we have a good teaching this morning on getting rid of the old man. No, I'm not trying to teach you how to get rid of somebody that you don't like, but yes, I am, but not physically, amen. This is a spiritual thing this morning, and so we're glad that you have joined us, and what we want to do is we want to access the Lord in a word of prayer and then get into the teaching. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for allowing us to arise another day to see your glory, to feel your presence, with the breath, O God, of life in our mouths and our lungs. Father, we just thank you, O God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that every day that you allow us to breathe breath into our life, that this could be the day that you have made for us, and we will come bursting into it and rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your word, this time of impartation. Lord, we give you glory for the work that will be done as your spirit invades our flesh. Father, we pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that no weapon formed against us, O God, will be able to keep away the benefits, O God, of this teaching in our lives. And we thank you, Father, that as we receive demonic forces, principalities, and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, we'll be defeated by the power of your word, and your name will be glorified as the result of it. And we'll give you all the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to go into the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to begin reading about verse 19. Amen, verse 19. So glad all of our friends have joined us this morning. We thank God for you. All across the country, you're lined up. Got my East Coast friends on the line this morning. Got my Atlanta friends on the line this morning. Cleveland in the house this morning. Glory to God. Amen. Dallas, Texas. Hallelujah. On the line this morning. The ATL on the line this morning. Boy, I tell you what, we're going to have a wang dang doozle of a time this morning. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 19 reads, "Who being past feeling has given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man." Amen. That's who we're going to get rid of this morning, the old man, "which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Amen. Somebody's going to get a new man this morning. Oh, Lord, all the single women on the line this morning, that listen, you're getting ready to get a new man this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into that and see what the Lord is saying in this passage of scripture this morning. You know, after we receive salvation, the test for many believers, is shedding the image of the old person that you used to be, and finding out how to take on the image of the new creation, which the Bible talks about. And so we're trying to figure out this morning, how do we get rid of the old person we used to be and take on the new image of Christ that he has outlined and ordained for our lives. The one thing that nobody ever told us was we thought that once we got saved, everything would be just rosy, everything would just fall in line, and that we would hear angels singing, angelic voices, and our lives would no longer be hard, and that we would be in a place or in our lives where all we would experience would be things, oh God, of pleasure and sugar plum fairies flying around our head. Amen. But what we found out was that wasn't true, and that in some regards, some aspects of our life even got harder as we pressed into trying to walk out this walk that the Bible outlines for those who have come into the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And so we are pressing to try to figure out, how do we get rid of the old person that we were before Christ and tap into all of the blessing that is associated with the new man that Christ has promised us that we would become. So we're going to get into that this morning. And before we do that, we got to identify who is the old man in our lives. Amen. Who is the old man? And so before Christ, came, we were corruptible, we were sinful, we lived a life of sensuousness and sensuality where we were governed by our feelings, amen, our emotions and our understanding, our own understanding. And we were blind in our heart to the things of God and his kingdom. And so we sought to please ourselves and to do our own thing until Christ came into our lives. And when he revealed himself to us, we saw something in a glimpse that caused us to want to lay down our lives for his sake and take on a new direction, a new understanding, a new way of living, a new way of doing things. And so through salvation, we agreed to allow him to be the head of our lives. Amen. And so no longer I that live, but it's now Christ that's living in me that's calling the shots. And so the old me supposedly is submitted to that that Spirit of God through Christ that dwells on the inside of me. So the scripture says in verse 19 that being past feeling. Amen. The old man is governed by the flesh through, or the soulish realm, through our will, our intellect, and our emotions or our feelings. And so when you tap into the embodiment of who Christ is, the old things, the Bible says, begin to pass away, and then a new understanding begins to replace our old way of doing things, being governed by our will, what we will or will not do, being governed by our feelings or our emotions. You know, so many times we just don't do things because we just don't feel like it. Amen. And we feel like doing something else. But the Word of God tells us in verse number 20 that we have not so learned that from Christ, but if we have heard him, and we know that faith comes by hearing, and if we have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, then there's a different way of approaching the things in our lives that we are now trying to establish. Amen. Don't always do it every day, but we're trying. We're pressing. And so we're identifying who the old man is, and that old man is that corrupt part of all of us that dwells on the inside of us, that Paul says wars against the things of God. He said, when I want to do right, then that thing in me wants to do wrong. Amen. And it would be good if that rascal would just go on, lay down and die. Amen. We pray that he would just lay down and die, but he's in it for the long haul. And part of the opposition that he presents to us is what produces a person's life that is rooted in faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, even in the midst of the place where we cannot see it. Amen. Even though we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling, there's still a part of us that's still alive, that is still connected to our past. It's what you call the dark side. Amen. There's a dark side to every individual that lives on this planet. Listen, I'm just talking to the real folks this morning. I'm not talking to those that are heavenly anointed, been saved all your life. I'm just saying for those of us that are real, for every hallelujah, we got something else that dwells on the inside that is in opposition to the kingdom of God and God's way of doing things. And we have to find an antidote to bring him under subjection so that the truth of the word can spring forth and people acknowledge and see that the hope of the world is the Christ that's in us. Amen. I mean, the world is moaning and groaning for the manifestation of that to take place in the life of the believer so that they can find out once and for all whether this stuff about the Bible is actually true. Is it a book or does it have significance? Is it a story, or does it become a life? Amen. Jesus said that I come that you might have a life, and that the life that you have would be more abundant, more fruitful than the life you had. Now, listen, I know that I'm going to step on some of the theologians' toes this morning, because if Jesus came that we might have life and have life more abundantly, and to this point, many of the saints are saying, where's the beef? Man, those of you that are old enough to remember that commercial, Wendy's commercial, where it says, where's the beef? Where's the proof that following Christ will be more abundant and more fruitful? Because in the image of the world that we're seeing, it looks as though Christians are having to take a back seat to those who are in the world. Don't turn me off right now, because I know that I'm tapping on something right now that's a little bit sensitive. Amen. And many of the saints are growing weary of their walk with God and not seeing a manifestation of the word coming forth in their lives. Amen. We see that this is a time where the church in America has begun to decline, and there are many people that are no longer a part of a church body because of all of the stuff. Let's just say it. Let's just be real. All of the stuff that has been a part of the church of today. Amen. And leaders are falling by the wayside in abundance. And you can't tell the saints from the ain'ts anymore. And those that are supposed to be leading us now are now identifying to everyone around them that instead of leading, they are in a position where they need to be taught. I don't hear nobody saying nothing this morning. But Christ came into our life that we would have a different outcome than those who were without him. And so we caught glimpses of it, but we haven't been able to completely tap into that essence of the new man that he is trying to establish. But we still see residuals of the old man still in place. Amen. And that old man is the one that is corrupt. It still depends upon the sensual nature of the flesh and the pleasure that is established through ungodliness for a moment, amen, for a season, that can damage us for a lifetime. Glory to God. And so the corrupt that is in us needs to be dealt with. And he's living on the inside of all of us because, again, we all fall short of the glory. Amen. We all at times find ourselves giving in to the works of our flesh and then regretting the fact, like Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, that when I try to do good, evil is present always." Amen. So we got to find out how to subdue this old rascal and tap into the benefits that are associated with becoming a new creation in Christ. And let's look at that word corrupt, because that word corrupt is where I'm going to put our focus on this morning. Because according to the Greek understanding, the word corrupt means to destroy, to lead away from holiness or righteousness. Get that this morning. Get that this morning. To destroy, to lead away from holiness or righteousness. So when he says in the scripture that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Amen. Putting away the corrupt means to put away that which wants to destroy us and that which wants to lead us away from holiness and righteousness. And so we understand, after we read further, that verse 23, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Glory to God. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That means that your mind now has to be renewed or reacquainted with the truth of what God said. And verse 24 says, "And that you put on the new man, which after is created in righteousness and holiness." So we know that the corrupt aspect of who we are is located mainly in the mind. He wouldn't ask us to renew our mind. He wouldn't ask us, as the Bible says in Philippians, to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. He wants us to take on the mindset that was in Christ. Hello, somebody. And as we begin to take on the mindset of Christ, then the word and the thoughts of who he is now becomes our focal point in life. And our thoughts become his thoughts. And it says, be renewed in righteousness. And righteousness is walking right, talking right, thinking right, living right, acting right, doing right. Amen. And as we begin to step into or walk into righteousness and holiness, righteousness is the decision to do the right thing. Holiness is the way that you live as you do those things. Glory to God. Holiness is what separates you from the ways of the world. I tell you what, when you look at what's going on in the world today, one of the things that you see that has been abandoned in this present-day society is the actual aspect of holiness. amen, living a godly lifestyle that actually sets you apart from the norm, that actually makes people that are walking in unrighteousness and unholiness uncomfortable when you come around. Oh, glory. I'm tapping on something this morning and giving you some understanding and why it is that people get uncomfortable. Whenever you've made a decision to walk in righteousness, you start to slip over into holiness. And so their unrighteous ways now begin to make them uncomfortable when a standard of who God is comes into your presence. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that we're not supposed to try to adhere to the things that are in the world. And I see that just dominating the church of today, where we have adopted aspects of the world and brought them into a holy culture that has caused the church to lose its savor. Amen. Its flavor. Its anointing. Amen. Because we look so much like the world and we do things that are associated with the flesh, we are allowing ourselves to be disconnected from the things of the Spirit. And that is what corruption does. When something has been corrupted, it wants to destroy. Amen. It wants to lead away from that which is right, that which is true, that which is holy. Amen. And so we have taken this casual approach towards the things of God, and it has, I'm telling you, if you're prophetic in this season, you're having a prophetic fit with the things that you're seeing in church that have become allowable when you know in your spirit that it grieves God. Amen. And we just, our casual approach now to the place where, excuse me, the preacher now sits on a, in a chair and sips on a cup of coffee while he gives you the word, and he wants to bring himself into a place where he's completely accepted by everyone, because our goal is not to make people uncomfortable, amen, but it was that uncomfortableness that you felt in church that brought you to the altar and caused you to get saved. I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. It is the uncomfortable aspect of how I felt when I was around those old saints that you knew were carrying anointing and power to the point where when you came into their presence, you felt like you needed to get right. Even if you weren't right, you didn't want to show them that you were a heathen, that you were a part of that you were a part of a crowd that that was all doing all manner of foolishness, amen. But you wanted to at least put on a show for your behalf that would cause them not to think that you were just really that bad, amen. And so we see now that people come into his presence with raggedy jeans and shoes with no strings and hair uncombed. And listen, I'm not knocking the fashion of today, but that's what you do on the outside. But when you come into the temple, when you come into the place where the presence of God dwells, Esther, you should be trying to give a representation of the best you can be. And, oh, I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. But instead of taking on that spirit of the world, which is trying to destroy or to lead us away from holiness and righteousness. Listen, I just want you to step back, and I want you to go back, and I want you to look at all of these police shootings and all the people that are being accosted by law enforcement and all of that. What I really would like to know is, How many of those people that are being shot, how many of those people that are being accosted by the police are actually doing or being treated like that in their three-piece suits or their tie, shirt and ties? I just want to know how many that look like they work on Wall Street are being treated like that. Okay. So what I'm saying is that the image that we are projecting is producing a response, amen. Whether it be right or wrong, I'm not here to say or to not say, but I'm just saying it's producing a response. And the Lord revealed to me that when you look like you're homeless and you look like a vagabond and you look like you're poor, then you get treated what? Like the poor, amen. So the purpose of that mindset is to lead us into a position where the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy us, or to lead us away from holiness and righteousness. Oh, God. And so the old man is rooted in a mindset or a way of thinking that produces wrong thought patterns. Amen. It produces wrong thought patterns. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, or so he becomes. And so the wrong thought patterns is represented by thinking that is disconnected from truth and faith. Amen. When you have a thought process that is disconnected from truth and faith, then you start to be governed by your feelings, your emotions, your own understanding, amen. And so people get to the place in their lives where they start to make a decision and they don't care whether or not it affects or does not affect anybody else, amen. It produces selfishness is what it does, amen. And so you can make the decision to say, well, I'm not going to church this morning. Well, you're not going, and by not going, what you made a decision is that you are not going to be part of the solution, hello, that God has established for the world. Because the faith that they lack comes from hearing. And so people decide to stay in bed. They decide to watch basketball, football, baseball, hockey, golf, cooking shows, the news, anything that would appease their palate for pleasure other than the things of God. When he said, I came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. And then the saints say, well, we're not having the life and we're not having the more abundance. And part of that is connected to our mindsets, which have been rooted in old thinking patterns that are basically established to destroy us or lead us away from righteousness and holiness. Okay, the order that we need in our lives to subdue the old man is found in the faith and found in the words that come from the preacher, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, amen, the apostle. Those words are connected to power. And that power helps to seduce and bring to the knees, the old man and the old thinking patterns that we have established and refuse to let die in our lives. Amen. And it causes us to pursue life from a position of trial and error or chance. Oh, glory. Let's get that, get that, get that, get that. That pushes us back into the place where in the beginning, where because Adam ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, he only knew that God was good all the time and that all the time God was good. That was the only thing that he knew until he wanted to know good and evil. And so now, in order to make decisions after the fall, man now has been subjected to trial and error. I have to experience the bad in order to be able to know what is good. Amen. And so when we do that, we live a life that's based on chance. Amen. 50-50. Whenever we live our lives, you know, the outcome could be 50-50. Could be good, could be bad. Why? Because when you're trusting in the flesh, then there is a chance that you may stumble into the right thing. But how many of you know that the Bible said it is for you to know the truth? Amen. And knowing the truth is what makes you free. And knowing the truth is what separates you from the crowd. And knowing the word is what causes you to step over into holiness and righteousness. But we have taken on through our old man nature, old thought patterns, and old ways of thinking that cause us to be disconnected from truth and faith. If faith comes by hearing the preacher, then that means that God has put an element of faith in the preacher and the words that he speaks. So when you hear them, it produces everything that is in them in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's what we say in the prophetic. When you give to the prophet in the name of a prophet, then you reap what's in the prophet or a prophet's reward. Amen. And so the old mindset comes to separate you from the things that will cause you to live above and beyond the norm. Amen. Normal thinking is the enemy of God. Amen. And so he comes to separate you from normal thinking and tap you into that which is produced through truth and faith, and causes you not to have to live a life by trial and error or chance, but causes you to know what it is that God is saying. And then he says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God, ordained by God to lead you into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And so it says that he wants to get you out of that mindset. He wants to get you into the place where he says that he wants you to get rid of your corrupt communication and the way that you speak. Because the old man speaks out of doubt and unbelief and produces from the flesh, not the spirit. Get that this morning. When you allow the old man to dominate, his conversation is rooted in doubt and unbelief. And that's why the things of God cannot show up in our lives, because the things of truth do not come out of doubt and unbelief, but only faith. Amen. And when the believer steps into the mindset of faith, then all of a sudden things that were impossible now become possible. And so miracles, signs, and wonders are what follow those that believe. Amen. That's what allows you to lay hands on the sick and the sick recover, not because you're anointed, but because the word has power. Amen. And when you establish that in your mind, then that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwelling in you, and now it quickens your physical mortal body and makes it alive to testify to the truth. Amen. But that old rascal keeps coming back and brings disorder into the order that God has established in our lives. And so how do we get rid of this way of thinking and doing things? How do we get rid of that? And the Bible is plain. It's simple. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Amen. It's that simple. It's that simple. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. And so when we seek first his way of doing things, and then that means that we start to walk in righteousness. We'll begin to walk right. We'll begin to change our conversation because now we're thinking differently. We're walking differently. We're talking differently. We're thinking differently. We're thinking on a different level, a different understanding. We're not thinking about getting by, but we're thinking about getting ahead. I don't hear nobody talking to me. It brings us from that mindset of doing things to doing things that just help us stay in the game instead of doing things that make us a trendsetter, that makes us a forerunner, that makes us the head and not the tail. Amen. It makes us leaders and not followers. It makes us above and not beneath. And it brings us into a place where people view us from a different perspective. Amen. Because we have set aside the things of the flesh. And like Paul said, when I was a child, I spake like a child. I acted like a child. I did childish things. Amen. But when I took on the new mindset, I put away those things and I became a man. I became a person of maturity that now, instead of being taught, I have now crossed over into the place now where I am the teacher. Amen, amen. You can't teach, and you can't teach anything that you don't know, amen, and that is not a part of you. So you go to school and you learn how to be a teacher so that you can impart into the lives of other principles that they are not aware of or do not know. Oh, I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. And so one of the reasons why the growth of the unbeliever is becoming so great is because many of the saints are helping to fuel the fire because they're crossing over from being teachers to the place where they need to be taught just like the saints, just like the unsaved. Amen. We have to be taught how to dress just like the unsaved. We have to learn how to change our conversation just like the unsaved. We have to learn how to step over into another realm of believing just like the unsaved. And so we have to train ourselves to do things God's way. Amen. And bring the flesh under subjection. Listen, those of you that are listening by way of internet and those that are listening by the phone line, what has happened is that every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, you're training yourself to think differently than the majority of the world thinks at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Most of them say, I got just another hour to lay in bed, to be comfortable, where you're paying a price, a sacrifice, to step out of your flesh and to take authority over the works of the devil that wants to keep you in a place where you can be led astray, where you can be destroyed or led away from holiness and righteousness. Amen. You'll be surprised how many people have made the decision to rebel against the things that God has established for their lives. Amen. There's a time of teaching that God has established for your life that has the word that you need, that has the power that you need to be able to overcome the works of the devil that keeps leading you into a place where you experience a disconnect from the things that God has planned for you. And so we have to train ourselves to not be governed by what our body says, what our mind says, but to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the lives of those of us that have set our ear towards him. How do we do that? You have to allow yourself to be led by the Spirit and not the flesh. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 16, that the Spirit of God comes to lead us into all truth. And so when I make myself available to the Spirit, then it is the Spirit of God that speaks into my life and not my flesh. Listen, the majority of those that call themselves Christians are being governed not by the Spirit, but by their own way of thinking, by their own authority, by their own understanding, and they refuse to submit themselves to authority so that God can do something greater in their life. He can't do anything greater because there is no one greater in their life than they are. Hear me now, hear me now, hear me now. When you have become a legend unto your own self and you can only hear your own voice and not the voice of another, then you have crossed over into the element of witchcraft. Amen. You are being governed and you're being controlled by a demonic spirit that wants to destroy you and lead you into a place of disconnect where the Spirit of God cannot help you. Amen. It is the Spirit of God that is the game changer. The Bible says, oh God, this is good, that in the book of Acts, that he said, once you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then you receive power from upon high. So why would you not receive the baptism if it's going to give you power? Wrong mindsets. Hello? Being governed by wrong mindset and that, and allowing yourself to tap into denominational teaching which says it don't take all of that. Oh, okay. It don't take all of that, but if you got the power to overcome the works of the devil, why would you not want that power operating in your life? Because without that power operating in your life, then you would, instead of praying, you become prey, P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y, amen. But you become prey. Why? The enemy comes after you because he knows you have no power. Amen. You're just sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, and you have a form of godliness, but you have no power. Amen. Why do you have no power? Because you won't submit yourself to the authority that God is using to bring you the power. Every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, you make a decision to lay down your life and submit yourself to the authority that God has given me as a teacher, as a prophetic leader. You submit yourself to that teaching, and you don't think that you know it all or you would stay in bed. Hello. But once you take on that mindset that says I know it all, then that means that it's not necessary. I can get the power of overcoming on my own. And you're going to experience the disconnect and the disappointment and all of the dissing that takes place. Everything that has diss in front of it will diss you to the point where God will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, because I never knew you. Hello? I never knew you. You never submitted to my authority, but you became a god unto yourself, and you start calling the shots and wouldn't submit yourself to the authority that I gave you. Oh, glory. Those that have tapped into the spirit of this ministry start to experience the things that I experience. Miracles, signs, wonders, breakthroughs in your life that separate you from the norm, that give you testimonies that cause other people to desire the things of God. Saints, being led by the Spirit and not the flesh is the key to overcoming the old man. Praying in the Holy Ghost and listening. A lot of people pray in the Holy Ghost, but they don't stop to listen, to hear what he's saying, to hear the still, small voice. In order to do that, you got to get still. You got to stop talking. You got to stop talking and then start listening to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Another way that you get rid of the old man is when you begin to prophesy the word to yourself. Amen. Preacher, how do I do that? Get into the prophetic books of the Bible, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah. All of the Old Testament prophetic books are prophets speaking. And when they speak something in that word that identifies with your situation, prophesy that to yourself. And say, Lord, I receive what they spoke in the word. I receive for myself. Because guess what? It's not words on the page. It's a prophetic word that has been spoken by a prophet that has been set apart by God. And when you begin to speak over your life what the prophets are saying, then what happens is you begin to take on the image of those that you are speaking, that are speaking into your spirit. You begin to take on the different aspects of their lives. Amen. When you submit yourself to prophetic teaching that comes from me, you're not submitting yourself to me. You're submitting yourself to the prophetic understanding that God has given me through his word. I'm not prophesying outside of the word. I'm prophesying within the context of the book. Most of the things that I say to people, you can find it in the book. Your faith is not to be in man or in me, but it's in the word of God that comes out of my mouth. Putting aside corrupt communication and speaking to yourself prophetically will help you get rid of your old thinking patterns, your old thought patterns, and reestablish a new realm of hope in your life, a confident expectation of the things that God, watch this, has already said. That's why he says be renewed in the mind or reacquainted with that which I've said. Not new, is old, but you have to be renewed. You have to hear it again in order to understand that what he said in the past, he has not changed now. Glory to God. And lastly, one of the ways that you get rid of the old man is by praising God. You know that rascal hates when you take the praise away from him and begin to give it to God. Oh, he hates it. Oh, your flesh is going to buck whenever you decide to praise God. Your flesh doesn't like it. The devil hates it. Demonic principalities and powers can't stand it. So the more you do it, the worse they feel. So let's have praise with every meal. Listen. You ought to just stand up and just give God a crazy praise in the midst of your broke down, raggedy situation. You need to just throw your head back, put some praise music on, and just give the devil the best praise you got. Amen. And when you train yourself to do that, praise to God is a sign to him that we are in need of his help. Oh, glory. When you begin to praise God, that's like calling the heaven 911 number, and then somebody knows that there's a saint in distress whenever praise begins to go up. Amen. When praise go up, then blessings come down. Oh, glory. And the enemy has been successful in stealing the praise of God's people, because he's put us in, allowed us to get into a mindset where we feel like praise is not necessary. many of the people that call themselves believers have not a praise in them. Their praise consists of Sunday morning standing there in one spot, clapping their hands to some music. But I'm talking about the kind of praise that sets your feet to dancing. Amen. The kind of praise that makes you grab the tambourine, Miriam, and be able to run around and say, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider are thrown into the sea. When you know the enemy has been defeated in your life, then you need to give God the praise that he deserves. Amen. And so many of our situations don't change because we don't give God the praise that declares that it's over in our lives, that aspect of our life has been defeated. And so praise establishes the God that we know what he knows. And so he comes into agreement with our praise. Amen. And when he comes into agreement with our praise, then the principles that are associated with what we're praising about begins to be established in our lives. Ooh, you don't need to praise God for being broke. You need to praise God because he said, I know your poverty, but you're not poor, but you're rich. And I will cause those who love me to inherit substance. When you understand that, then you need to get up and give God a praise for making you rich. And when you begin to do that, then don't be surprised if money doesn't show up. Houses don't show up. Ooh, houses might show up. Did you hear what I said? Houses and cars and finances change and health begins to show up. You get healed whenever you begin to praise God for your healing, even when it doesn't look like you're going to be healed. You can begin to praise God for your breakthrough, even though it looks like you're going under. And then all of a sudden, God will bring to you the elements that are associated with what you're praising about. Listen. I'm going to quit now. I'm going to quit, but we got to get rid of that old man today. We got to get him out of our life, and we got to get past feeling, amen. We got to get past the way we feel and get into the place where though he slay me, amen, yet will I still trust him. Even though it's difficult, I'll still give him a praise, amen. Even though I don't want to go through it, amen, I'll still go through it nevertheless because I know that the benefits of the latter is greater than the former, amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to take some calls this morning. If you're listening by way of the phone lines this morning, I want you to press *1 on your phone in order to make comment about the teaching today. If you're listening by way of internet, then get on your phone and dial 646-595-2110. That's 646-595-2110. Glory to God. And allow the Lord to allow the Lord to speak through you by giving the praise of God through your testimony. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and if you heard the word this morning, then there should be something stirring in you that you want to share. Amen. And so I'm ready to take the calls of those of you that are on the line this morning. Those that are listening this morning, press *1 on your phone. And we'll get to you as soon as you identify yourself that you want to speak, that you've got something to say about the teaching this morning. In the meantime, remember, don't forget to mark your calendars. June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th are the dates that we have established for Prophetic Impact Conference here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Amen. And so we're trying to get all of the final arrangements taken care of so that we can begin to release the information about this gathering, this prophetic gathering in Oklahoma City, June the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. And I double dog dare you to set some time aside, get your money together. If you have to get on the bus, Gus, or whatever, whatever you have to do, stand and make a new plan to get to Oklahoma City. I promise you, those will be 3 days of impartation that will change your life. That's June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Amen. So, anyway, there are many of you are still on the line, lined up on the line. I want to hear from you this morning. See what you have to say about the teaching, getting rid of the old man. Glory to God. There are those of you that are lined up on the phone line. I want to hear from you. Amen. If you are out there this morning, or am I just talking to myself? Amen. Am I just talking to myself? The phone lines are open right now. I got open phone lines. Nobody's tapping in. I want to hear something from somebody that got something from getting rid of the old man this morning. Some of y'all need to get rid of that old man and get you a new man, amen, which is renewed in righteousness and holiness, amen. So am I talking to myself this morning, or is there somebody listening on the line? Amen. Press star 1 on your phone if you are listening this morning. I want to hear from you. Getting rid of the old man. So how many of you out there would say that I'm still struggling with my old man, but glory be to God, the new man is winning? Is anybody winning this morning, or is everybody losing? That's my thought. Is anybody winning? The Bible says that you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Amen. And so I just want to know, did I waste my time this morning, or did somebody hear what the Lord was saying? Amen. Identify by pressing star 1 on your phone. If you're not a supporter of the Serious Bible Study, we want to ask you to be a supporter by going to our website at kogwoc.org. That's kogwoc.org. And sow a seed of support that allows us to continue to preach the gospel on this broadcast, and allows us to be able to go out and minister to those that are in need. I will be ministering here in the Oklahoma City area on next Sunday morning. Next Sunday morning, my good friend Apostle Bell has asked me to come and speak to his crowd on tomorrow, on not tomorrow, but next Sunday, and I will be in the Oklahoma City area. Amen. ATL, Atlanta, I'm coming your direction in May. Your direction in May to the ATL. The Lord is putting together something in Atlanta that will allow me to speak while I'm there for the graduation of my only granddaughter. Amen. Is graduating from high school, and I will be there on May 20th, I believe. May 20th. So on the 21st, I'm believing that God will have me speak in the Atlanta area. All right, listen, I'm not going to prolong this any longer. If there's nobody that has a comment this morning on the teaching, amen. If you don't have a comment on the teaching, well, then I'm going to let you loose, let you go, and I guess I just talked to the air this morning, but amen, that's the seed that's sown. Glory to God. And somebody will catch it later on the replay of the broadcast. Remember, you can catch the replay of the broadcast by going to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and type in the search engine, the Serious Bible Study, and give you access to the teachings, give you access to all of the teachings that have been previously done by us. So, let's have a word of prayer this morning. Father in heaven, I truly thank you for the word that has been released this morning. I thank you for the power that has that was attached with it. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the word that you spoke does not fall on deaf ears, and that hearts have been opened, minds have been renewed, and that the old man is being defeated in the lives of those that have heard. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just render ourselves powerless unto your word and allow your word, O God, to give us life now, and let that life be rooted and grounded in the truth of what you have spoken. So, Father, we give you praise and glory for the things that have been done and the things, O God, that will be done in your name, and you'll receive all of the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, we just want to thank you this morning. We just want to thank you for being a part of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord. Have a blessed week. And remember, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. God bless you. See you next week, 7 a.m.